Despite a growing awareness about the dangers of concussion, sports-related brain injury is common among student athletes, and the diagnosis of concussion often depends on a symptom screening test that's subjective. In today's installment of our Scratch Innovation Series, we hear about a new Dayton-based mobile app designed to make concussion screenings more objective. WISO's Jess Mador reports its creators hope the app could keep more injured players off the field safe from repeated concussions and potentially fatal brain damage.
Students mingle in the hallway during class change at Kettering Fairmont High School. In an exercise room near the gym, senior Emily Gallantine describes how she ended up with a concussion 2 years ago. The 18-year-old athlete played point guard on the basketball team.
I was in a jump ball, and this girl was three times my size and kind of like went up and slammed me down, and my head like nailed on the floor.
Gallantine's coaches removed her from the court. They guided her through a 22-point screening checklist to assess balance, cognition problems, and other symptoms that could indicate concussion. They also gave Gallantine an eye test.
In doing like the eye test, my head hurt more, and I just couldn't focus.
According to the American Association of Neurological Surgeons, concussion sometimes involves loss of consciousness, but not always. Symptoms may not be visible right away. Fairmont Athletic Director and Kettering Health Network Concussion Specialist Robin Lynch says the eye test is critical to identifying concussion.
Neurologic deficit is neurologic deficit. If that system's not working properly, the eyes are going to tell us.
A non-injured person's eyes should track steadily across their field of vision and be able to change direction in a coordinated way.
But an injured athlete might just say, I can't do that. They might be struggling through it, but their eyes are moving very, very slowly.
The concussion eye test looks similar to tests police might give suspected drunk drivers on the side of the highway.
Eyes are
Lynch lifts her fingers in the air at shoulder height to demonstrate.
And good. Relax. And
Lynch is observing Gallantine's ability to follow directions, and she's watching how her eyes move from side to side.
I am trying to objectively identify those things by watching her. And that's a little bit of a challenge.
That's where VI could come in. It's the name for a new mobile app Dayton engineers are developing. The app uses a smartphone or other device camera to play an interactive eye test similar to this real-life test.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Lynch hands Gallantine a phone. She pushes a button to start the test.
You're just going to keep your eyes fixed on that yellow dot.
A yellow dot appears on a black screen and moves back and forth in different patterns.
Emily's eyes are tracking that dot back and forth, and the iPhone app is actually capturing data about her pupils.
The app records Gallantine's eye movements, reaction time, velocity, and abnormalities that could indicate a concussion. Not picking up on these abnormalities could be dangerous. Returning to play with a concussion can lead to longer-lasting symptoms, and it opens athletes up to another hit to the head, and that can lead to a rare but potentially catastrophic condition known as second impact syndrome.
And second impact syndrome can cause major, major debilitating neurologic sequence of events up to death. Those are the situations we know we have to keep our athletes out of.
The VI app is the first technology created by Ascend Innovations Medical Technology Lab. It's a research partnership that includes the Greater Dayton Area Hospital Association. But VI isn't the first app to test for concussion.
People are trying to come up with a test that is easy to do, that still provides good information.
At his Wright State office, Boonshoft School of Medicine assistant professor and physician Dr. Corey Ellis is skeptical. Ellis cautions no matter how effective any app is, it's no substitute for a thorough concussion exam by a trained professional.
There has not been one that is clear-cut, do this, yes or no, it's cheap, easy to do, and reliable.
Design engineer Maria Lupp stresses VI's platform and its ability to track both eyes at the same time is new, but she says it's grounded in long-established clinical concussion screening methodology.
These tests are really important, and they get really good, accurate results, but we make it completely portable. It's a phone that sits in the back pocket of your jeans, and you can have on the sideline with you at any point in time.
Kettering's Robin Lynch says the app is already a far cry from the way she and other trainers used to identify concussion. Before the current protocols took effect, she says a lot of it was simply asking players, hyped up on adrenaline, to rate their own symptoms. It wasn't very scientific.
That just turns my stomach right now.
But that was the standard early on. You feeling pretty good? Your symptoms are gone? Yep, okay. Well, let's give practice a try.
She says today's concussion paper screening is much safer than the old method, and Vi's developers say the app won't come to market unless it's at least that reliable. They're working to secure approval from the Food and Drug Administration as a Class 2 medical device. If approved, Vi could be on the sidelines by the beginning of next fall's football season. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.
This story is part of WYSO's Scratch series. To see photos of the concussion test and submit your ideas about innovation in Dayton, visit our website, wyso.org.